In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to make SQL Server 2008 R2 reporting services reports interactive with features like filtering using parameters, drill down and drill through functionality, and interactive sorting.
In this demonstration, I'm going to enhance a report by adding interactivity features. This is an extension of a report I developed in a previous demonstration, and when we take a look at the query that retrieves the data from our data source, we can note here that the where clause is fixed on a particular year. Well, the intention here is to prompt the user for the required year. So I'm going to replace that constant value with a query parameter called year. And before I commit this change, note that in my report data pane, the parameters folder is empty. When I click OK, the report designer automatically adds the new parameter and a mapping to filter, or rather pass that value into that query at execution time. So now when we preview the report, the user will be prompted with a text box here for the required year. Well, an improvement beyond this is that we could present a drop-down list of available years. So to support this, I'm going to introduce a new data set. I'm going to import this data set. And essentially it returns two columns, a calendar year key and label from a view, and it orders by descending year. And I'll name this my year data set. So it now consists of these two fields. I can then edit the properties of my report parameter. And here under available values, I say get the values from a query, specifically from the DS year data set. And the value field is the calendar year key, and the label is the calendar year label. Essentially, the label field is what the user sees, is usually the user-friendly representation of the record. And now when we preview, we see that we have the ability to select from the available years. The last improvement I'd like to make here is to drag that year parameter into the header of the report, which introduces a text box that displays the selected year. And when I take a look at the expression that it's added to that text box, it uses the value property of the year. I'm going to modify that to use the label property, which again is the user-friendly form of the year. And now when we preview and we select a year, this time 2008, we see that the year is included in the header of the report, and we now see 2008 data. The second interactivity feature I'm going to introduce is the drill down. So to achieve this, I come to the subcategory group and its group properties. And under visibility, I use hide. And then I say toggle that visibility state based on the category. Widen the category just a little bit. Now when I preview, let's filter on 2008 view report. You'll now see that it is the category that toggles the visibility of the subcategory and then the products themselves. Next, I'm going to introduce a drill through that upon clicking on a product, it takes us to the product details report that I have over here in the project. So back in design, I select the text box and come to its properties. And on the action page, I create an action that goes to a report and I select the product details, and this report has a single report parameter called product key, and then I can pass into it the product key field from my data set. Now, to provide a visual clue that there is that action, I typically make that text box underline, and I use a font color like blue. And now when we preview, I will choose 2008, expand my bikes, select any product here, and it drills through to the drill through report of product details. Here on the toolbar, I can go back to the parent report. The final interactive feature I'll include in this demonstration is interactive sort. So I want that the user can click on the sales header to perform ascending or descending order of the products in the table. So switching back to design and editing the text box in the header of the table, I come to the text box properties and the interactive sorting page and enable this feature at the detail row level. And then I specify the field that the sorting will take place by, in this case, sales. And that's all I need to do when I preview now. And to make sense of this, I'll have to expand my bytes. We now see we have the option up here to perform the interactive sort. Now I confess this doesn't work well with toggling visibility because it involves a postback, it hides again, but when we do expand, we see ascending order of the products. If I click again, expand, we now see descending order of the products.